You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, don't miss the Cleveland Browns Dog Pound Dash. That's right, the Dog Pound Dash is coming your way, and you want to be a part of it. Why not? Presented by University Hospitals on Saturday, October the 17th. It's all new 5K fun run that starts and stops at First Energy Stadium. All participants receive an official T-shirt, a bone-shaped headband, which who doesn't want that? I mean, why wouldn't you want that? And a finisher medal. After the race, you can celebrate the post-race tailgate party. The earlier you register, the more you save. So register now at dogpounddash.com or on the Browns mobile app. And I also want you to know that this just in, Michelob Ultra is now an associate partner of the Dog Pound Dash. So I think that tailgate just got a little bit more interesting.
Yes, it did.
Now that you know Michelob Ultra is going to be there and you are going to get an opportunity to have some of that, which is good because you can have fun with Michelob Ultra while also maintaining your figure, which you know you'd think someone who's interested in running a 5K is going to be concerned with their looks.
As much as you love Bud Light, Coors Light, you know, all those other beers,
they're not as light as Michelob.
They're not as light as Michelob Ultra.
The new associate partner of the Dog Pound Dash. Again, that's Saturday, October the 17th, presented by the University Hospitals in association with Michelob Ultra, a 5K fun run. And I mean, now you get Michelob Ultra and a bone-shaped headband. I don't know why you wouldn't be there.
I want the finisher medal.
You should.
It looks sweet. Go on the Browns mobile app. If you don't have the Browns mobile app, go to the Browns mobile app, select Dog Pound Dash, and check out the swag that you get for competing.
Do they show the bone-shaped headband?
They do. No, they show a headband, but it's not bone-shaped.
That is egregious. That is not okay. All right, 216-578-0850. We have got Mark in Silver Lake on the line with us. What's up, Mark?
Hi, guys. I am, at this point, I'm not worried about Johnny Manziel. I think Johnny Manziel climbed a mountain and came down the other side by going into rehab and faced his personal demons. But there's an interesting contrast. I was telling the screener about this, between how the league and subsequently the Browns handled Manziel versus how they handled Josh Gordon. With Josh Gordon, now, here was a guy who wasn't doing hard drugs, who wasn't beating anybody up, wasn't involved in murders or anything like that. He was no Richie Incognito. He was smoking some pot in 2014, smoking pot. And they made this a huge issue. But the worst thing they did was separate him from the most stabilizing environment possible, which is being with the team. And that just to me is counterproductive. If you want to suspend him for four games, fine, do it. Don't pay him for those four games. But let him stay with the team, let him spend his days with the team. Instead, you just cast him out and expect him to pull it all together on his own.
Listen, I'm all about free Josh Gordon. I totally agree with you, and I think that, you know, and the new CBA has been changed to reflect that. Unfortunately for Josh Gordon, it was something that he, you know, had to go ahead and deal with. It was something that he agreed to, the NFLPA agreed to, and unfortunately he failed the test. The difference with Johnny is Johnny didn't fail tests. Johnny voluntarily, or at least nothing that was made public, that he wasn't in the program.
Right.
He voluntarily went to rehab. Josh Gordon was in the program. He failed. He failed. He failed again, and now he is doing the time for those crimes. Now, when you break it down, he barely failed a marijuana test, which if under the new standards, he wouldn't have failed.
Correct.
He got busted then for having alcohol, which he didn't was not aware of, which is I put on his agent that he should have been aware of. But and were the things he did bad? No, I agree that it's, taking him out of the environment is tough. Unfortunately, those are the rules, and I hope – I'm a huge Josh Gordon fan, both on the field and off field. He's been a great guy whenever I've had the opportunity to interview him and talk to him, and I wish him nothing but success. It's a tough situation, but unfortunately, those are the rules, and that's the way that it goes.
Right, and my biggest take on him not being in the building, I do understand, you know, feeling comfortable in this nest with the camaraderie of the other guys, but this is a multi-billion dollar business. And Josh Gordon at this point right now, because of those multiple failures, is of no use to me. And in that case, he'd be a distraction, you know? And it just kind of popped into my head. Just as you saw like the joke of Jim Dre kind of looking over at Gary Barnidge, not participating at practice, you know, when you're injured or when you're grinding, you know, each and every day in meetings and out on the practice field throughout the football season, Josh Gordon's car is pulling out of the facility, You know what I mean? After he got a workout, sat in on some meetings, and he's going off to do whatever he wants to do. So it would just be a distract. It's something. You remove him from the situation, okay? Sure. You are of no use to me right now. There's no reason for you to be in this building. But we love you. Fix you. Come back bigger, better, stronger, and on the straight and narrow, and we will welcome you with open arms, but you will actually have a value to me as a franchise, as a teammate.
Yes, and listen, we know that he spent some time with Terrell Pryor. We know that he spent a lot of time with Randy Moss. And in fact, he was irked. Mary Kay Cabral wrote an article on Cleveland.com about how upset he was that a news station accidentally retweeted an old DUI arrest story about him. He's like, I'm minding my business. I'm doing the right thing so I can come back and play football. I don't want to deal with that at all. All right, let's go now to we've got the Highs on the line. What's up, Highs?
Member guest misses you.
I missed the member guest. It was poor timing for the member guest this year with the opening of training camp.
It's always going to be poor timing.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, I've been out of town. Now, I've never heard more conflicting reports about Johnny's progress. You got Mary Kay, you got Tony Grossi. I mean, it's like everybody, you know, one side says he's good, another side says he stinks. You know, one side says they don't get the competition, you know, why they're not playing Connor Shaw. What's the real story?
I'll give you the real story.
Why is there such a wide range?
I think at the beginning of camp, at least the first day of camp, Johnny wasn't very good and Connor Shaw was good. And I think that's when some of that started. Since that time, Johnny Manziel has distinguished himself as the clear number two quarterback. And in fact, you heard Mike Mayock talk about it on the NFL Network, Solomon Wilcutts, national people talking about the progress, the improvement in the pocket, the calmness of him. Adam Kaplan came in here and said that was the biggest story of the Browns.
Yes.
How much different Johnny Manziel looked in year two compared to year number one. So multiple national people who have come through and seen practices with Johnny Manziel say he looks like a different guy. Jim Dre sat down here and said, I think he is light years ahead of where he was last year. So the praise has been pretty much uniform. Johnny has made great strides. Is he pushing Josh McCown at this point? No, Josh McCown is the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. But Johnny Manziel has distinguished himself. And I think even if you look, even Tony Grossi started to be positive about it. And a lot of people have started to be positive about what they've seen because it's more becoming, you can't deny what your eyes are seeing.
No, you absolutely can't. And I think when it comes to perspective, we probably give the most, you know, honest perspective out there. And as you hear conflicting reports about, you know, the Browns, the players, you know, Johnny Manziel individually, you have to look at why they're writing the story. You know, are they writing for ratings? Because I don't even know what ratings are for our show. I say things based on what I see and what I believe to be true. I have no reason to mislead anybody. I have no reason to write a story or say anything simply because I'm trying to capture ratings or get more clicks on my website. And that's what is behind, in some cases, not just locally, but regionally and nationally, from stories to stories that change perspective from time to time. And how can you have two people stand next to each other but write for different resources and see the same product and write completely opposite columns about whatever that topic was? To me, listen to the people that have played the game before.
Okay? You played the game.
I have. There you go. We'll be your legitimate resource for everything Cleveland Browns.
Are you giving me like a faux play the game because I'm so good at Madden?
No, because you're good at golf.
Thank you. I appreciate that very, very much. All right, let's go to Jim in Concord now. Jim, welcome to CBD. Okay, let's go to James in Fort Lauderdale. James, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, Nathan? How you doing?
Good, brother. How are you?
Hey, normally, you know, I listen to your take, and I respect your take, yours and Matt. But, you know, lately you've been off track a little bit, you know, with all due respect, because Johnny's light years ahead and all this stuff. It is only practice, and the fact that he gets more rep than anybody else, even probably McCown, you know, you got to take that in consideration. The bar has been set so low for him as well.
But do we not say anything, though? Because we watch practice every day. It's a topic being written by everyone nationally and locally about Johnny Manziel having good day or good day, a bad day. People are charting every single throw that he has. Do we not mention Johnny Manziel, or do we just need to continually be negative about him time and time again to paint a picture like he's some bad guy when he's actually working extremely hard in his second year?
Let me ask you a question, Matt. Because he went to rehab and all this stuff, that doesn't change his intangibles. He's still 4.9. He still runs out of the pocket.
So should he not practice and quit?
I'm not saying that. That's totally not what I'm saying.
And by the way,
take off the glasses and just give us some reality.
I am giving you reality, which is also that
Johnny Manziel's
making strides. He is light years ahead of where he was last year. And I also said, just in the very last sentence, Josh McCown is the starter. There's no competition for him to be the starter. He's not ready to be the starter yet, but he is the backup quarterback on this team. And if you're a Browns fan, you should be happy and encouraged by the fact that Johnny Manziel is making progress. I'm not declaring him Joe Montana or Drew Brees. I'm not even saying that he's ready to start right now. But what I am saying is he's significantly better than he was a year ago, which is not off track. It is not off base. It's a fact, and it's a good fact if you're a Cleveland Browns fan. We still have a long way to go to find out if he can play, but the performance that he put together in practice the 2 days leading up to the scrimmage and then in the scrimmage were the three best days he's had wearing a Browns uniform, and that's a good thing.
And that all being said is, you know, a lot of the speculation about how good the Browns can be, if to take the focus off of Johnny Manziel and put it on Josh McCown, what are we going to get, what we saw in 13 or what we saw in 14? So there's as many questions circling around the Josh McCown being the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns and leading us to the promised land as there is Johnny Manziel potentially being your franchise quarterback.
Sure. Of course there are.
It's why you play the games.
Yes. And that is why.
It's why you practice.
That's why they play the games. All right. When we come back, we will maybe hear from Kevin O'Connell. Maybe we won't.
Maybe.
I just don't know. But we'll also continue to take your phone calls and do a little after further review as well here. Zagur and Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I've been praying hard.